to another episode of the Menswear Style Podcast. I'm your host, Pete Brooker. On this episode, I'm going to talk to Christian Lorenzen, co-founder and managing director of Heist. And I'm going to pull a short clip from the website here, which you can find, by the way, at heistof.london. A men's brand that challenges grooming conventions. From Heist, you get tailored hair and grooming products for today's man. Established in London, we've set out to equip men with hair tools, tips and tricks created just for them. We firmly believe that a quality hairdryer is the basis of a great hairstyle. Our Heist hairdryer has been designed to give guys the power, control and confidence they need to achieve any style. So that interview with Christian to come, and I really enjoyed it. We get into the minutiae of what makes a great product and how to develop that idea and bring it from concept to market. Plenty of takeaways, and I can't wait to play this interview for you. Before we get to Christian, don't forget to check out the show notes at menswearstyle.co.uk and on the social, we're at menswearstyle. If you want to tell us about your brand and your journey, you can email the show at info@menswearstyle.co.uk. Okay. All right, let's get to it. This is a good one. I hope you enjoy it. Here is that interview with Christian Lorenzen, co-founder and managing director of Heist. Well, it's my great pleasure to welcome Christian Lorenzen to the podcast, co-founder and director of Heist. How are we doing this morning, Christian?
Morning, doing very well, and thanks for having me on the podcast. I'm a big podcast listener to myself, to your own actually, and to many others. So it's a real honour to kind of be on here along with some other brands that have in the past as well.
Real treat to have you on, mate. Thank you. What other podcasts do you listen to? Not that we should be giving them plugs at the start of the show. But.
Well, look, I won't mention any specifics, but, you know, I'm really into kind of news, podcasts, sports, and any kind of lifestyle. You know, I think they're just brilliant to use while you're kind of doing some fitness or you've got a spare time just to multitask, really. It's really great.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I actually listen to the sports ones are the best when I go to bed at night. So, like, being a Liverpool fan, I can just listen to all the punditry.
You must have some great dreams.
Oh, I do. I do. Right now. Christian, perhaps you can give us an introduction to who you are and what it is you do, please.
Yeah, so as I said, I'm Christian Lorenzen, the co-founder and director of Heist. Heist is a men's grooming brand, which I co-founded with my wife, Rachel, a couple of years ago. It's a brand that we established to really challenge a really established market in terms of men's grooming, and specifically men's grooming electronics. So our core main feature product is a hairdryer kit designed for men. This came about, you know, for a kind of search of our own to find a similar product. In fact, there's a little kind of story behind it where myself and my wife were out at Coachella a few years ago with a bunch of friends. And, you know, my wife noticed that all of us were just trying to find a hairdryer, or we were borrowing our girlfriends and things like this at the time. And there was just nothing there for us. So when she went to go find out to actually buy me one for Christmas, she's like, I couldn't find one. Everything out there was positioned at women. They all came in, you know, funky colored boxes. They all had ladies on the front. There was nothing there that really appealed to a guy or really showed them how to use it either. Then we're like, hey, if there's not one there, let's do it. So we established Heist, and we've been doing it ever since together. And the name itself, I think, is really intrinsic to what we are. Heist, the actual word, five-letter word, equals height and style. So a combination of the kind of two words there, which are really intrinsic to kind of what the product can deliver.
Nice. And it's a cool word as well, you know, lots of really good heist films. I think it's quite a masculine word.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, it's just a really easy word, you know, a short five-letter word to kind of remember and say. And yeah, we just love that it has these additional kind of connotations.
It's amazing that there is a gap in the market for something like this when men's grooming has been booming for such a long time. So can you talk a little bit, please, about the hairdryer and tell me what it is that it does differently that other hairdryers can't do?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, I agree. I mean, it was a surprise to us as well. And, you know, because there are a lot of established, you know, brands in the industry that have been doing this for a long time. However, they, as I kind of said, they never really just designed anything that really appealed to guys. So the hairdryer itself, it's not just about the actual hairdryer. It's about the kind of full kit that you receive as a customer. So if we start with the hairdryer, you get a matte finished 2,200 watt hairdryer. That's 80 miles per hour for anyone that's interested in kind of power. So it's really powerful in terms of what it can deliver in terms of drying potential. What that means for the user as well is you don't have to kind of rely on heat. You can actually just rely on the air pressure to help dry and direct the hair, which is really important when it comes down to kind of protecting your hair health. What comes in the kit as well is a high spented brush. So this particular brush enables you to really style the hair. Using both the hairdryer and the brush in tandem, you can really achieve the kind of style that you can only usually achieve kind of going to a barbershop. And then for some insights as well, in terms of what we decided to put into the kit as well, we spoke to, different groups of people from the gut barbering community, friends and family, and really tried to understand what really guys needed in this type of product, and also what were the kind of current challenges, you know, hairdressers and barbers were having at the time. And one of those to come out of that was the length of the cord. So our hairdryer has a really long 2.5 meter cord now. So that can be used anywhere around the house while you're traveling or in a barber shop. People also said it was a real pain to store that. So we developed a leather cord strap that taps onto the cord that enables you to store it really easily. And then the most exciting of our most recent developments. So we've just launched in the last month the Heist 2.0 hairdryer kit, and this comes with our new patented precision grip. Now, what this is born out of is an insight that most guys actually hold the hairdryer from the barrel. They don't actually hold it from the traditional handle, and that's really to get that extra control and move it around the head. Uh-huh. So we developed this grip that enables guys to hold the hairdryer from the barrel and really be able to get that precision style by moving the hairdryer around the hair while they're using the comb and get that style they want. So that's really just hit the market now about a month ago in time for Christmas.
Oh, really cool. And look, Christian, do me a favor. When you're done with this, could you work on irons? Because my iron has got a length of about half a meter and doesn't even reach my ironing board. It's ridiculous. And why aren't people talking to these guys? We just go, why not have about like 6 or 7 meters of cable so that we can iron across the room?
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, I think that's a kind of a key point as well. I mean, who knows where our brand could go? We really established Heist to be a men's lifestyle brand. And not just to focus in on, although right now our core feature product is a men's hairdryer kit, this year we also launched the Heist Lab styling range. And in the future, we do want to expand out to more products that guys are looking for to really improve their grooming routine.
Nice. So talk to me a little bit about your background, please, Christian. We mentioned off mic that you have like training in social media and business studies, I guess. Sorry, I don't know if it was business studies, but definitely social media. How much of that did you manage to transfer? What were the skills you managed to put in place from what you studied to what you brought to Heist?
Yeah, it's been really helpful. I mean, I did study business back in New Zealand, and then about just over 10 years ago, moved to London with my wife. We both work in media and advertising, so we've really had this really focused experience in on digital marketing, FMCG, and technology as well, which has really helped us from establishing this brand, building it, and finding the most effective ways to communicate it. Being a new challenger brand, you know, we don't have the big pockets that the established brands do, so we've had to be real creative with what we do. My wife in particular specializes in media and partnerships, and this is one of the core levers we do pull in our marketing strategy, is trying to find, you know, really relevant brands that align to our purpose, that align to the kind of interests of our customers, to help get in front of their customers as well, and really find these mutually beneficial relationships. A kind of good example of that is, you know, pre-pandemic, we teamed up with Frame Gyms and managed to get our Heist hair dryers into their men's changing rooms.
Oh, nice.
And not only were the hair dryers in the changing rooms, we were able to put tips on the walls as well to show guys how to really use it properly. So when they're, you know, done at the gym, had their showers, they can really utilize the tech to get that style and walk out of the gym feeling fresh every day.
Hey, yeah, that's a good shout. I mean, it's been a while since I've had to use one, but I imagined, I mean, I see so many guys when I was going to the gym using the hairdryer, and then there'd be almost a queue for the people that are kind of just jostling around them waiting to use that hairdryer. It's insane. I'm not sure if women really know what goes on in a man's gym, especially in a man's changing room. Guys have got all sorts of weird hype and confidence. I mean, I'll give you an example, Christian. I was waiting to go into the toilet in a man's gym, and a guy just walks out completely naked. Obviously, he's had a shower, he's done what he needs to do, and he's just decided now's the time to go to the toilet. Doesn't realize that, well, you know, there's a guy waiting to go in, and you know, I just would never have that amount of confidence to just go into a toilet naked and come out. Like that. Yeah. I digress. Sorry. Just brought back some dark memories, that's all.
Well, you know, I mean, it is multi-purpose. I mean, again, I've said, you know, I've seen guys using hair dryers to dry all sorts of things in the gym, let alone just their head. But yeah, let's leave that one there.
Yeah. I mean, I get it that we have to take our clothes off to get on the weighing scales. I've seen that quite a lot in the gym, you know, because you want to shed a few extra pounds, but just doing the whole toilet thing. Moving back to Heist, so what kind of collaborations are you looking to do now, kind of in the middle of this pandemic? What sort of angles are you looking to approach with social media and perhaps some influencers in general?
Yeah, I mean, we're open to talking to anyone about collaborations. You know, we've seen, you know, such fruitful activity just from having kind of open conversations with, you know, even similar brands, also kind of brands in other industries to kind of collaborate where we can find areas that are mutually beneficial. But when we start to talk about specifically social media and influencers, we've really been able to focus on tapping into the barbering community. And it's really brilliant that we're based out of London, the UK, where barbering is, you know, it's very much the mecca of barbering in the world. There is such a great pool of talent across the UK, and there's such a great community as well. You just have to go onto Instagram to kind of see the range of barbers offering advice, showcasing their skills, and they're really passionate about the tools they use as well. So we have a really big network of barbers that we work with. We love to kind of work with them on helping them use our products as well, and then ultimately showcase how to use our products. So it's about kind of content generation, about having conversations with their customers, introducing them to the brand, how to use the products, and it's been very fruitful for us. Beyond the barbering community, you know, we've been looking into other parallels that appeal to our target audience. So we think of the kind of industries like fitness and sports, where they have big male followings. And we've been able to tap into different influencers, ambassadors there to use our products and to really start building them into their daily routines. You know, we spoke about the gym there earlier. So, you know, when you start to think about the infinite number of fitness influencers out there now, they play an increasingly important role in our social media strategy because it just becomes, you know, a normal part of their day and a really important one at that, because the product itself, we're not forcing in there. They're the ones that are needing and wanting to use it as well.
Yeah. I forgot to ask you a question about getting started and the capital that it uses. You mentioned that, you know, you're a young company and, you know, you don't have the deep pockets like these other brands do. How did you manage to get the ball rolling with the brand? Did you seek angel investment or any Kickstarter campaigns? Were these options on the table for you when you started?
Yeah, we looked at all these options and we were fortunate enough, fortunate, but I guess we took the risk and we put some savings into it to get it off the ground. What we really wanted to do initially was show that it can be done, that it is possible to take on the these big established companies in the industry and get something innovative out there without having to invest, you know, 6-7 figures in it, or have, you know, venture capitalists kind of taking over your business from the outset. So we were able to use our savings initially to get it off the ground. We were able to find really trusted suppliers, both in the UK and in Asia, to help us do that. And, you know, we've been lucky in some instances. And it's about kind of really putting yourself out there. And, you know, if you do that, you make your own luck. And, you know, we've been able to find, you know, a brilliant partnership to make the Heist Labs range of a company that we work with in Preston in the UK. So, you know, all our products coming out of there, you know, 100% cruelty-free, paraben, sulfate-free, and all recyclable, made in the UK. And we're just extremely proud of that. But that came out of us just having a number of different conversations with lots of companies, many who turned us down because of our size, but this one was willing to work with us. And we've been able to grow and establish a business from there. Now we're getting to the point where, you know, we've been able to show that this is a viable model. We've shown growth. And we are now starting to look at investment options, and we will be looking for our first series of funding in 2021.
Okay, cool. That's really interesting to know. I think what people don't realize when new brands and new ideas and products come to the shelf, shall we say, or come online, is the amount of research that it takes to go into something like this, especially like something tech or something like hair and product based, you know, the amount of samples. And then, like you say, the amount of conversations you have to have with barbers and the amount of data that you need to get back and kind of process that and then figure out, well, how do we place our product where the data fits, etc. How long was this process, like from the very germ of the idea to where we are now?
Yeah, we spent about 18 to 24 months actually, and you know, from when I spoke about, you know, we had this idea in about 2016 through to being able to properly have an actual product into 2019. It took a lot of initial research. As you said, in terms of electrical and technology, there was a whole new learning curve there for us. You know, we had to bring on specialists, you know, that really understood the technology, understood how it should be built, how it should be tested, and that we can have a really kind of quality product that met all the standards within the EU and the UK at the time and to this day. So there was, you know, at least 18 to 24 months of time where we had to put into this. And that can be difficult, you know, because, you know, as a startup or an entrepreneur, having talked to your friends and your family for so long about this thing.
And it gets mentioned at every party, or when's it coming out? Yes, you know, how are you getting on with this? You're like, oh, God damn it.
And, you know, you've got to try and stay motivated. But you get to these points and you just got to really celebrate these wins. And, you know, a win might be, you know, finally getting a deal with that factory, finally getting that website online, finally getting that first buy. You've got to really celebrate these first wins, and that's what's really keeps you motivated and going through that to that next part of the process.
Awesome. It must have been a great feeling to see the product for the first time and have it in your hand.
Yeah, it was a great feeling and a relief, but then a huge worry because then you have to sell
now
the thing.
Yeah. now it's real.
Yeah, each of these moments are quite short-lived because then you're on to the next thing.
Yeah. I mean, so look, as a guy that's follically challenged, should I say, perhaps one of the next things you could think about, Christian, as well as the iron with the 6 meter cable, is a shaver that's ergonomically designed for bald men that don't have to use the same shaver for their head that they use for every other body part. So I actually got an article printed in the Metro last year. And it was because I've been using the same razor for the last 10 years. And this came about because I said to my girlfriend, she goes, isn't it time you got a new one? I said, what's the point? This one still works. She goes, well, you've had it for as long as I've known you. I said, I've had it for a lot longer than that. I've had this for about 10 years. But it's always been the multi-purpose tool, shall we say. It kind of does cover all of the bits, but there must be something that can be done out there that doesn't mean that us bald guys have to hack away with the same razor until it just falls apart in our hands. Anywho, it's just throwing some track down in front of you, more ideas. You've got a lot to think about, Christian, on your walk around Tottenham today.
Take that one away.
Excellent. So you mentioned that you've got some other things in the pipeline. Are there any other things, like perhaps even further down the road, that you're casting your mind towards? Or are you just trying to either get through the pandemic? You're just trying to get through Christmas? You know, where's your mind at right now?
No, so yeah, obviously we're right as we record this, right in the midst of getting live for Christmas right now, which is you know, obviously the busiest period of the year for any business like us. But coming into 2021 and 2022, you know, we spoke about trying to grow through investments, which is a kind of big focus for us from a business perspective. But when we look at our areas of growth, we're looking at bringing on, moving into some key bricks and mortar and retail sites. We were looking at that initially in 2020. However, obviously that was put on hold because of the pandemic, but we would really like to focus on getting into, you know, some really established retailers and really trying to build the experience out in these men's experience zones, which are becoming a focal point on the high street. As consumer behavior changes, and it's been really fast forwarded this year online, the high street is going to start to play a kind of different role for brands like us. It's a place where people can go and discover new products. They can play with them. They don't necessarily need to buy them, but it's a place where they can learn how to use them, get that advice from the experts, which, you know, we spoke about is really instrumental to our brand and to how we want to interact with customers. So that's the kind of partnerships we're looking for in terms of bricks and mortar. Going beyond that, we're really looking at how we expand globally. We have plans to move into the US next year. And as we speak, that's probably going to be made a lot easier on recent election results. So we're really excited about that. And outside the US into Asia Pacific, obviously our heritage being down in the Australia, New Zealand, we really want to take the product down there as well, not just to show our friends and family, but because there is a lot of demand coming down that way. We get regular comments and emails through, you know, asking when we're going to be down in Australia, New Zealand, and even some really important markets you wouldn't think of. So in terms of men's grooming, you know, both skin and hair care, the Emirates are another huge market where we get a lot of demand for, but we're just not distributing there at the moment.
Interesting. Well, listen, I wish you all the best of luck with that. It's a great product. I love the packaging. It's not something that I'll be able to try, unfortunately, but I do like a good looking or a new thing that comes along where it hasn't, you know, or it's reinventing something or reimagining something, and it's done well. So I do like design. I always say to my girlfriend, if something doesn't work and I've got it in my hand, I'm like, this needs to do something better than this. You know, yeah. I remember going to a Mont Blanc press event once, and there was a cigar case that was being sold for like $2,000 or something ridiculous, right? And I was just saying to the designer, I said, look, no offense, mate, but why is this $2,000? It's a cigar case. And he goes, it's this. And he gets the tray out and it clicks into place. He goes, that is pure design. And it was just that reassurance that you've got something that's not going to break. And it's even just a sound of something clicking or the feel of something doing what it's supposed to do. So by the looks of things, you've got a great product on your hand. Heistof.London is the website where people can go, and the Instagram where you can check out the products as well is heistoflondon on Instagram. Christian, thanks so much for taking time out on a Sunday, mate, to talk to me.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure being on here.
And I'll speak to you soon. Take care.
Yes, bye.
Well, how about that? It's one of those things I'm not missing about the gyms right now is the men's changing rooms. It's the Wild West and then some. But enough about naked dudes. Make sure you're supporting the good guys and head over to heistof.london. Treat yourself or your loved one. And in the meantime, thanks for tuning in. If you like what you're hearing, do leave us a review. It helps our egos around here. And until next time. Thank you.